Sup guys, Daddy Sport Talk back with another episode. It's been a while.
We're cooking something up though.
Yeah, I am with Sal today. A-Rod couldn't make it, but I'm kind of happy to be back.
Dude, good to have you back.
I know I've been gone, and I've just been really fucking busy lately.
Fuck it, don't draw it out, bro. What are we talking about
today? That's what it is. But they were back, and we're going to go... Basically, to catch up on stuff, we're going to go right into baseball because it's baseball season.
I'm good with it, dude. Everything else is kind of down right now, right?
Yeah.
You got preseason in football?
Just training camps right now.
Fuck. You have, like, really way too early injuries. You have way too early predictions.
So we don't really know what's going on.
The thing with football, I will say before we jump to baseball, the thing with football is that there's so many injuries so often that, like, you might as well, like, just wait until game one of the season.
Exactly.
And then, even then, week three is going to have a different team than week one.
Mm-hmm. Like, you could talk about it. Like, we might touch on some subjects, but not really, like, deep diving.
Well, there's no need. Yeah. There's no real news anymore.
Yeah, right not now, really. I mean. But baseball's been popping. I don't even remember.
Have you been watching a lot of baseball?
Yeah, I have, I'm just trying to remember for, like, my last episode I did. We were in the beginning of baseball season? We're in the beginning of it. Or we didn't even start yet. I don't remember.
I can go check out where the hell we were. I'll check it out. Good. Go wherever
It's been a while. So... First off the bat, we're going to talk about the New York Yankees.
Oh, dude, we're going there first?
Yep.
Bro.
We're going there first.
Damn, what a dumpster fire. What a dumpster fire. Okay, you say so.
If you haven't been watching, the Yankees suck literally ass. I don't know what the fuck is this, but...
I know what it is. I do have a question for you, Daniel.
What's up?
So, do you watch a lot of, like, John Boy?
John Boy. It sounds familiar. Probably have heard of it.
Bro, we haven't done an episode since MLB season started.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
That's on you, bro.
That's on me.
That's on you.
I've been busy as shit. But we do have new stuff coming up, so I'll get that at the end.
We did episodes. They didn't get released.
Okay.
We did episodes,
that's true.
And they didn't get released. So... Regardless.
Starting new fresh slate. This is the first one we're starting fresh with.
So, you've been watching a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
And you say you don't know why the Yankees are sucking.
Oh, I know why they suck. Okay, well, I just want your opinion first.
Why do they suck? Because you have the glaring issue that Judge is out.
Yes.
Then you have the other issues, which it seems like, in my opinion, they're in between a couple of different modes right now. They're in between using prospects. They're in between using... actual players that are bona fide MLB players.
Yep.
So they're struggling to find that identity.
Mm-hmm.
That's like number two. And number three is this whole Rodon thing is not blowing over really well. He had a great game the other day, which kind of, I think, broke the mold. But people are afraid that it was a waste of money. I don't think it was. But
I don't think
He needs to kind of put up or shut up, I think. The thing with them is they have pitching. It's the opposite right now. It's not offense, it's not defense, it's not pitching. It's actually offense.
They're not. They can't hit.
They can't hit.
It's sad. It's very sad. I had high hopes this season coming in. Thought it was gonna be a good year, but
they could still turn around.
But
the bigger point is they need to make a huge acquisition offensively, and they need to offload some of the overwhelming amount of players that they have. Especially in middle infield, infield in general, the outfield seems kind of thin right now, I think.
Well, supposedly Judge is coming back tomorrow.
He's supposed Friday. To be back Friday supposed, yeah. or Saturday.
Friday or Saturday, so allegedly. That kind of helps, but see how he does come back.
I don't know, man. What's your thoughts? What do you think the big problem is? Is there a big problem, or is there too many?
I feel like there's too many of them.
Yeah, okay.
There's too many of them. We're trying to find players that can fit into it. Like, LeMayu all of a sudden can't hit a fucking ball.
He hasn't been able to hit the last
Giancarlo
couple years. Also can't
is here and there.
He can't really hit a ball.
Recently, he's been on a decent streak.
He started heating up a little
bit.
That's fair.
I don't know. I feel like some of our pitching could be a lot better.
It definitely could. I think pitching decisions could be better. I don't think... And that's been a problem with Boone since
the beginning.
And he's always, like... stood up against the press with this, but I don't understand some of his decisions still to this day. Like, doesn't he have people in his ear like, bad decision. Like, isn't that what Pettit's for?
Well, I feel hopefully like that's why Pettit came in. That's why I hope Pettit came in for, be like, hey, we need to pitch this, not him.
This is not a good decision right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, not, nope, don't put
fuck
him in.
Fuck your pitch limits. We are three outs away from a win. Let's put in the guy who's going to get the win. Like, that bothers me.
Yeah, I know.
But you have the best arm available. Yes, he's on 1 or 2 day rest, and he's not optimal to use in the situation, but you have a win 3 outs away.
Exactly.
Why would you not use the best arm available? I cannot get past that, the thinking, time and time again, and it shows in the playoffs because everybody's watching, but he does it constantly, and it keeps us in the middle of the pack instead of that. And it's hard to do. Look at our whole division. Like, I'll pull it up right now. I have it here. Our division has nobody below 500, but it's not even close, actually. The worst team is us. 54-48, right? So we have a 529. Let's put that in perspective. Nobody in the AL Central has above a 519, okay? And the NL Central is a little bit better, but their leader's at 553. So we just have a division that's so packed, and you can't make decisions like that, is my opinion.
You have to be on your game.
Yeah.
What are division?
I think a big move is get rid of some of the clutter in the infield, and you don't necessarily need an acquisition. I think you give guys their role as a starter constantly in a position. I think they blossom.
Okay.
So you get rid of somebody who I think it really should be, because Torres looks like he's on the brink of like having a good season.
Yeah.
Get rid of Peraza. He's worth a lot right now.
Okay, here's
You can easily get, and what I really want is a headline reliever. Not just like I want somebody that you put in and you're like three outs. Like, I want an Edwin Diaz caliber reliever, which there's a lot of.
There is.
You need somebody with that type of stuff.
Do you like the idea of, I've heard a lot of speculation about this, do you like the idea of Cody Bellinger coming?
Cody Bellinger?
If we do that?
For what, though?
That's what I'm saying.
My opinion is you make more clutter when there's no need, unless you're getting rid of an outfielder. Who are you getting rid of? And does he become a left fielder? Does he push Bader to the corner?
I don't think Bader goes a corner. He's too fast.
He's too good of a center fielder.
Too good of a center fielder.
That's my thought. So then, okay, who's been our left fielder?
IKF.
Right, that's the problem. So maybe he does have a spot if he's willing to slide over to left.
Willing to slide over to left.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're just... They can solve problems, but at the same time, it's going
to
get better.
What's Dominguez up to?
I don't know. He had that perfect game ever since then. He's been all right.
Jason Dominguez.
Sorry. I don't know what he's been up to. A lot of people are telling him to bring him up, but...
Did he get injured?
I don't believe so. I believe he's still playing. But,
I'm trying to look up his stats right now. Yeah, because, like, he was doing so well in...
Triple A, right?
Well, just in spring training.
Yeah, he was doing good in spring training. So I wish they brought him up with him, but he was young. He was young.
But, yeah, so far he's not doing well this season. 7-12 in Double A. He's done... What did he do in Double A last year? He did abysmal. So, yeah, I mean, like, that would be a move to get a left fielder, but... Bellinger, is he the move? I don't know.
Yeah, he's picked it up. His season with the Cubs, he's been a lot better than what he was.
Well, yeah, obviously, but he's just kind of returned to like an okay player.
Yeah.
2.7 WAR. He's got a 141 OPS plus. I mean, he's actually doing really well.
Well for the Cubs.
He's doing really well. I mean, at the numbers.
Personally, for him, I wouldn't want him to come to Yankees. I want him to stay with the Cubs. Because he's doing a lot better.
Well, yeah, and I think being away from a huge spotlight city is good for him. He's doing really well. And why would the Cubs let go of him?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think that's a great move for the Cubs, to be honest with you. But for the Yankees' perspective, yeah, that would be fantastic. It would really help us out. The Cubs are middling at 500. Milwaukee's kind of pulling away.
I don't really know, man. We need better... I mean, we have a good bullpen. It's just they're not getting it done.
So I want to get away from the Yankees and for a second and just pick your brain a little bit.
Okay.
Texas is ahead right now. How much does that mean going into the playoffs? If they end up taking the division, does Houston still have the upper edge in the playoffs, even though you give away home field advantage and seeding?
I would say yeah.
So Texas, you think it has to be a buyer at this trade deadline? They've bought so much.
I know.
It's been successful. So why would they stop?
Yeah, true.
Why would they stop? And they can always...
They can always add.
You can always add, and you can always use help for your older guys that are like... Look what happened to the Mets this year. They bought and bought and bought, but their stuff was on like a tightrope. So like if one thing leads to another, one thing goes bad, and then you have to push somebody else a little harder.
Exactly.
And then that thing goes bad. Like that's what happened to them, I think.
I want to give praise to Aroldis Chapman.
He's been doing really well. Once he left New York and went to Kansas City, he was going to have a little bit more fire in him. Mm-hmm. He did, and then, of course, you get traded, and he knows he's getting traded to a team that's a little competitive.
What did he hit, 103 that day?
He's been throwing above 100, and I think he may have thrown over 100 the last year with the Yankees, like, once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was always sitting, like, 90.
Exactly.
It was weird.
Well, again, we went to with the Blue Jays. He threw 101.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember that. He threw 101.
Was that last year or the year before?
Last year.
Okay.
But I feel like that's an occurring thing when players like the Yankees, they always regenerate. Aaron Hicks was shit, and then he goes to the Orioles, and then he just picked it up.
Now I want to revisit that, so let's get conspiratorial now.
Let's go to Orioles.
No. let's get conspiratorial, because now you got me thinking, why the Yankees? Why do players get worse when they go to the Yankees? Why is Aaron Judge so good? And then why are other players?
I think players fit the spotlight, and some players don't.
Okay.
Aaron Judge is one of them players who fit the spotlight in New York.
You don't think there's other stuff because of all that money, like behind the scenes that all of us don't know about? Because that's what I think.
Could be.
Because I want to bring something up to you. So when you were a kid, did you used to watch Yankees on Deck?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that not the time to be alive as a Yankees fan? Okay. So that's everybody could see his face. Like, I love it. There is none of that anymore.
I know.
Can you imagine the press that would get nowadays? Like, how good that would be for the fan base? But I have a feeling that their lives are so regimented.
Mm-hmm.
They're on such a time, like a military. Because of all the funds that are being put into their routine, their workouts, their practice schedule, their, you know, all their biometrics, making sure that everything is in line for them to be as healthy and projectable as possible. They've become robots, and I'm sure it's with the more money in your organization, it takes more and more of the fun out of the game. It becomes more of a system. Do you think it's more something like that that's driving these players to be less productive? Because some people will thrive in that.
Yeah.
Some people don't think about anything except metrics, numbers, stats, which could be judge.
Could be judge. I don't know, man. They're a mess.
They're absolutely a mess. The problem is they're a $250 million mess. $300 million mess. They're a travesty. I'll say my piece. I think that is 100% the case.
I'm not disagreeing.
I think there's... You don't have to be afraid to take a stance on it.
No, I'm saying. I'm just saying.
I wish we had A-Rod here.
I know. I wish. I wish.
But he might agree.
He probably might.
Because you have... And the same thing might be with Boston. Like, you drive a certain type of person to the spotlight. And if you don't have that grit... Like, in Boston, it's like, I think, immediately... Who comes to your mind? Because I have one...
Boston?
Guy. Yeah. One guy comes to my mind. Past, present, future. Who do you think?
Oh, past, present, future?
Mm-hmm.
Dave Ortiz.
David Ortiz? Okay, yeah, so I think of him combined with Dustin Pedroia.
Okay. You know, for some reason, when you said Boston, I thought of, what's his fucking name? He plays center field. Durant?
Oh,
Durant. For some reason, when you said Boston, I thought Durant.
he looks like a problem child, but it's okay.
But he's a... Where was I?
Has he been doing well?
They've been doing decent, but I was on vacation or whatever, and I was watching the Boston game versus Toronto, and he went, I think that game he went like 4 for 4 with like...
He's doing well.
Two doubles, a triple, a single, I was, and a home run, I think. I was like, what the fuck? And, like, I feel like I remember, I don't know if I remember watching the last season, but I feel like he got a lot bigger when he did, what he used to look like. He looks, like, more big.
Well, he was very young. Like, I think he still is very young. Let me see. He's 26, yeah. So he just got a little...
He got a little jacked. I'm like, damn. But for some reason, when you said boss, I was like, Durant.
Well, when you have that in-game, like, you saw that in person, nothing happens like that, dude. Like, I'll never forget when I went to, I think it was, oh, goodness, which wild card was this? It was against the Twins, I believe. And so I think it had to be, like, 2017, maybe? 2016, 2017. We're playing against the Twins.
Oh, okay.
And we go down early. Like, we go down three. And me, my brother, my dad, we're all watching. And we're in left field, right? And we're, like, down three. We're like, shit. Like, there's... I think we had Jake Cave's parents, like, real close to us.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so it was cool. But we had, like, fans of Minnesota just shit talking. It was, like, not a good feeling. And, like, yeah. We were trying to get pumped up, but you just couldn't.
Just couldn't.
And Didi hits a home.
Home run. Oh, I remember it. I remember that game.
Didi ties it up with a home run.
Smashed it to right.
Like, you see him, like, all pumped up, but everybody in the crowd.
I remember that.
Immediately, we get all pumped up, and then we turn back. To those people.
I remember that.
We were like, oh dude, it got so nasty. And we ended up really like, yeah.
I remember that game. That was a good game.
Like, that was the baseball. Like,
if you ever want to see highlights, go check out that highlight. That was a fantastic moment.
Yes. And I'm in there if you can. But dude, like that moment is what sticks with you and it makes you like a player.
Exactly.
Like, damn, I remember, so there's another one. Sorry to sidetrack.
You're good.
I
like talking about this, so you're chilling.
I know. There's a Yankees game, and I was a kid. I was so bummed because I was supposed to meet A-Rod after this game. Mm-hmm. And I ended up, like, he was skipping town right after, so he was skipping the tickets. I was like, damn it. So, whatever. Regardless, we're watching this game, and Carlos Pena on the Rays jacks one over. So we're in like right field, like two or three rows back from the wall.
Yeah.
And he hits one that had to be 20, 30 feet over our head. And it was like, whoa, like that guy can hit. Yeah. And it hit us all different.
I missed those.
I think it makes you think of a player way differently.
So, all right, since we're on ballpark talk, I don't know if you really saw, but I recently went to a Mets game.
Yes. How was the experience? So I want to look at it as a perspective from a few different perspectives. Let's first look at it. How are the Mets?
Bad.
Bad? In what way?
So.
What game did you go see, by the way?
I went to the Mets versus Dodgers.
Okay.
On, what was it? It was July 14th, my friend's birthday, because he invited us out. We all went to the Mets game.
Like, very nice.
I was like, yeah, dope. I'll go. I want to go. I haven't been to a game yet, so I was like, I'll go. So our seats were like, say here's a dugout, if you see me. Here's the dugout, and here's our seats over here. Mm-hmm. We're basically like, we can see everybody. Mm-hmm. So game starts. First inning, Mets, Verlander pitched them out. Cool. They come out to bat. Nimmo hits a home run. But it hit the top of the wall and bounced over. So they called it back to a, double? Pretty sure they called it back to a double or a triple. One of those. Forget what it was. But that was like, we were like, fuck. Like, it was a home run, but whatever.
That doesn't even sound right. Wait, so it hit off the wall. Did it hit
so
off the
it
ground?
So it hit the wall.
Yeah.
It hit the top of the wall.
Yeah, did it hit the fielder?
And it bounced over. No, didn't even touch nobody.
I'm pretty sure
just
it's supposed to
hit
be a
the
home
wall,
run,
bounced over. And they called it back.
Isn't that supposed to be a home run?
Supposed to. But I feel like they called that back because the ball, like say here's the wall, the ball hit the front of the wall and then bounced over, like on the
that
edge.
It doesn't matter.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And they called it back.
It had top spin.
I was like, okay.
He got it over the wall.
Yeah. I didn't understand it. They called it back. We were all like, what the fuck? It's a home run.
So you're telling me if I hit it off like the top of the fence in Little League and it bounces over, it's not a homer?
Apparently.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't
I find
it?
That absurd. I don't
so
think
anyway,
that's correct ruling on
called
the
that back. I'm pretty sure you can search it up. You'll probably find it. But they hit it, whatever. He got called back. They're one hit. Didn't score. They didn't drive him in.
Really?
All right, whatever. Game goes on, rest of the time. That was their one hit the whole game.
Really? Oh my God.
Whole game, one hit. Remind you, we go into, I say, top third. Verlander's at like 50 pitches already. We're like, damn, he's going to come out pretty soon. Like, he's got to.
Unless provided otherwise by a local ground rule, fair fly ball striking the top of the outfield wall and bouncing over the wall shall be ruled a home run.
Yep. And it works.
That does say the top of the wall, so I don't know if that has anything to do with the front of the wall. Do they make it?
Maybe. But regardless, that was our one hit the whole game. Nobody get hit for shit. It was so, like, bad. And, like, Verlander was, like, pitching all right until he started he walked three people in a row. Basically, bases loaded. Remind you, the Dodgers only had, like, two hits. They had one more hit. Who was up to bat? It was either Muncy or Freeman. Freeman just drives it. Two runs come in.
So it looks like, I'm going to say like it's...
I'm going to say whatever.
It should be a
homer. Whatever.
But it should be a homer, dude.
Yeah, so Verlander's at like...
So Verlander blew this game.
Blew it, basically. And basically from that third inning, the Dodgers rolled.
Really?
And the Mets could not find a thing. How long did Verlander last? Fifth?
So
maybe?
It was wrong. It was really bad. What was the end score?
The final score was... 5-0, 6-0.
Okay, so it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad, but the Mets just kept on rolling. I mean, the Mets. The Dodgers just kept on rolling. They couldn't, like.
That was a bad decision by him to go to a Mets Dodgers game. He should have went to.
I know, I should have went to a better game. But, I mean, it was fireworks night, so I'm not complaining, but it's not bad. But let me, because now it's going to bother me since I don't remember the score. I'm going to tell you right now. It's going to bother me.
What's the date? Because I can go find it.
July 14th, they lost 6-0.
There you go.
So, Verlander... Verlander pitched 5 innings. He got 3 earned runs, 6 walks, 6 Ks. So
he didn't do terrible.
He didn't do terrible. He just... Those walks were what killed him. Because when he walked, it went to the top of the order... Mookie, he walked Mookie, blah, blah. Freddie Freeman came up, I'm pretty sure. Let me see. Freeman or Smith came up, and he just drilled it. And he drilled it to the right corner where Marte plays. And basically two runs of square off that. From then on, it was just like, you got to take out Verlander, obviously, and see what you can do on the other hand. Basically, the Mets had no answer for it. It was just very bad. Well,
so they did bad. Now I got another question for you. As a from a perspective of all these rule changes that got instituted, how was the game to watch?
I will admit, it was pretty fun.
It was fun.
It wasn't like, okay, it's like this guy's up to hit and the pitcher's going. It's not like a 10-minute at bat or like 5 minutes at bat. It just like felt like the game was like just kept going.
Did it feel rushed?
No. It just felt like smooth going, and it just kept on going.
Okay.
Which wasn't bad. I like that. But then again, it's not baseball. Like, I still go back to, like, oh, they, like, I miss those baseball days where, like, they didn't have a pitch clock. But for, like, a fan point of view, like, me going to the game.
Yes.
I feel like it's better for the fan base.
Did it?
Because I feel like a lot more people... We're paying more attention no matter what was happening.
We kind of have to because there's more action happening.
Exactly.
Now, did it affect the game, you think?
I don't think so.
I'll tell you one thing that I noticed. So I was watching the Mets-Yankees the second game, I think, the one that Quintana pitched.
Okay.
So it was the game Rodon also
pitched. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, right? Yeah. Or the day before?
Yeah, it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Second game of the series. And I thought, so... I was watching it with the pitch clock in mind, and Quintana looked lights out with the pitch clock, and he looked like he was using it to his advantage.
Yeah.
And he was nasty. Like, his stuff was almost on the spot.
Some
Yankees
pitchers.
Just scored 3, and his team... The Mets can't really score. I don't know how they ran into 6 on the Yankees the other day, but...
I watched that first game. That game was...
Who was pitching? Was that Ramon?
Yeah.
Dude, Herman is trash. I don't know how he threw a
He had one good game, and now he's just shit.
That's almost how it happens when people throw perfect games. I'm just like, damn, bro. That's almost every time.
But, like, I was watching the first game, and I was 0-0. I got home from work, 0-0. I was like, all right. And, like, I went on my phone for, like, 5 minutes, and I look back up. It's, like, 7-0. I'm like, what the fuck? But okay. I feel like it depends on your type of player. If you like to go fast with it, like, who's be a fast pitcher?
Someone who used to rush?
Not rush, like, say they pitch the ball, they get it back, they're already rushing. Ready to pitch. Yeah,
yeah,
well,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to think of a player name.
Pretty sure Greinke would do it.
Yeah, say Greinke. He probably likes the pitch clock because it works to his advantage. He likes to go fast with it. He likes to keep the batter off.
You might think about it backwards because batters used to not be ready for it. Now they're automatically ready.
Now they're automatically, yeah. But then again, there's also a lot of players who, like, call for time already because they don't.
That's
they
a big
don't,
thing.
They like, don't want to rank it.
That he definitely uses to his advantage. I just love the fact that he's still playing. Let me go see how he's doing this year.
He's on the Royals, though. He came back to the Royals, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like it depends on your type of player.
He's not doing terrible.
No, he's
five
not.
Five and a half.
Yeah. What's his ERA?
He's 39, five and a half ERA.
Yeah, I just feel like it depends on you. Like, I feel like as a batter, Giancarlo Stanton, he'll take the pitch and he's already ready to hit. Mm-hmm. Like, he's ready for the next pitch already.
But yeah, then he doesn't move.
Yeah, I know.
It's actually really funny.
It's like, all right, there's a strike. All right.
I like that, though, because it's intimidating.
I know. Yeah, but, like, that's what I mean. Like, he probably likes that because he's ready for it all the time. All right. Then you got, like, players like... I say, like,
Manny Machado.
Yeah, I feel like Gleyber Torres, like, he needs his time to, like, take that pitch and then, like, all right, what are you going to throw next to me?
Yeah, dude. I'm just curious on how you thought it affected the game. You think, so you don't think, like, the outcome would have changed? You think it still would have been a Dodgers run?
Yeah, that would have been a Dodgers run.
Yeah.
Still would have.
Did you want to talk about any other teams? Like, in particular?
Orioles.
I wanted to talk about Yankees, what you think rest of the year before we move on.
Okay.
Prediction.
I've been saying this before All-Star break, and I'm going to stick to it. We're not making the playoffs.
Okay. I was going to say optimism? No.
Okay. No, we're not making the playoffs.
Right now, it's impossible. We are number 5 in the AL East. I'm going to make my prediction.
And are we 4th in wild card?
Yeah.
4th? What's your prediction?
So the season goes one of two ways. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Judge comes back and he's just going off. So he just replaces the offensive hole that's not there. It gives us our outfielder.
Okay.
What does that give us? Well, we're going to start winning a little bit more.
A little bit more.
Every other team in the AL East is struggling right now, and they're also not going to be making trades to put on. The big problem is Baltimore.
Yes.
Judge comes back and he's healthy. Genuinely healthy, I think we have a shot at wild card. I don't think we catch him in the division unless we really change it.
But yeah, I would say wild card.
Like, 8
yeah.
games is not unreachable. 25 by Kansas City, that's unreachable, right? So, to be realistic here, it is reachable. It's just not easy. Now, what's I think actually going to probably happen? Judge is going to come back and he's going to really hurt himself, and we're done. Like, we're looking right where we are right now.
Where we are right now.
Yeah. The reason that I say that is another question for you, Danny. Do you think he's really dealing with toe issue right now?
He's the only one with a toe issue?
Do you think he's really just dealing with a toe issue right now?
I'm going to say yes.
He's been out for a long time for a toe, brother. I've played on broken toes.
I've played with a broken toe too. It's
dude.
It's
there's something going on.
It's
dude. I see it on your face. You're at least thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Do you hear other people talking about it?
No, not really.
Okay, yeah. I mean
I do hear a lot of people say it's just a fucking toe, like deal with it. But at the same time, like, from a player...
That's not what I'm saying.
I know.
What I'm saying is I think that there's something we're not being told.
Yeah.
Because they, like, low-key tried to, like, push him back, and then they had to reel back and take their time. Like, so I think it's, like...
Because he heard it at Dodgers, right, when he jumped into the fence or whatever?
Allegedly, but I thought he even played, like, a game after
I
that.
Think he did, and he just couldn't do it. Yeah. Because a lot of the reports are saying he can't, like, run with it. He can't put pressure on it. Like, yeah. That's... It was his... What was it? His right foot? Where's left foot? I think it was his right foot. The one plants on the back and he has most pressure
it
on.
It looked like he got hurt. And I'm not saying he's not hurt.
That's I'm not saying he's not hurt. I know he's definitely hurt.
That's the last thing I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying I think there's something else that got fucked up. If I had to guess what I actually think, is there something going on probably with his back or something? And you don't want to say, like, our big, limbering, 6'7" tall monster
back, problem.
Back problems.
It's like Mike Trout. Like,
well, really, who do you think more so? You think more so of like a David Wright.
Yeah.
So you don't want to, like, give off any vibe of that, especially with a big human being.
Yep.
And, like, the way that he hit that wall, I'm a person with back problems. That looked like back problems.
That hurt.
That didn't look like toe.
That's what I'm saying.
That looked like, all right, yeah, my toe, ooh, not feeling good. But what's really not feeling good right now? My hips, back, and everything else that tumbled over there. That's just, dude, this is all conspiracy theory. I'm off on a rant, but I'm just saying that if I had to guess what's going on is he's a little fucked up from that tumble. He took a little stumble.
That shit hurt. And that shit looked like it hurt.
No way.
It's just a toe. Just my toe.
I'm not
saying it could be.
There's no way. I'm saying, but in my mind, I think there's more than like.
There's more than what's been being told. More than what's being told.
Okay, so you're
more truth to the story.
You're at least entertaining the idea.
Yeah.
Let's talk Orioles.
Man, I gotta say their young core is racking.
How did you feel? Did you see the post with how many people they brought up? Like in the past, like 2 years or whatever.
Yeah,
it was like 18.
Yeah, 18 kids.
It was ridiculous.
They had let's see if I can name some. Allie Rushman.
Yeah.
Henderson. Batista. Mm-hmm. Cano. Mm-hmm. There's an outfielder, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends on how far back you go. You always got more.
Yeah, no, I'm trying.
You have Mullins, but you have Hayes. You have Santander.
Santander was a good addition for them.
Yeah, you also have...
I really think Aaron Hicks was a good addition for them.
Is it Kierstad?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have Kierstad. You got Rushman, of course. You have... I think they brought up their pitcher.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name? Can't think of him.
I can't think of him either. But I will say I think Aaron Hicks for them... worked out.
Aaron Hicks. I don't think that's a long-lasting solution, but we'll see.
They just called up somebody else, too. They just got... do you want to try that name? I can't say that name. They brought him in.
Oh, Fujinami.
Yeah, whatever his fucking name
there's
is.
There's no way that's actually how you say it, but I have seen it before.
They got him. They called up somebody else very recently.
He's batting 230 right now, dude. Hicks is not doing well. See, like, he calmed down.
Yeah, he calmed down now. Who did he just fucking call up? Oh,
it's gonna piss me. He's batting 254 on the Orioles. 252, I'm sorry. 252 on the Orioles. Decent OPS, but...
Oh, they called up Westberg?
Yeah,
infielder.
Joey Westberg.
Mm-hmm.
Joey West. Good guy right there.
Batista's doing well for them.
You got DL Hall on the pitching side.
Batista's doing well for them.
Batista?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I think of this pitcher, dude? This is actually going to bother me.
So, they called up Lester.
Okay.
McKenna.
Okay.
Gillespie.
Yeah.
Right-hand pitcher.
Okay.
Recall Perez. He got recalled.
Is it Rodriguez? Is that the guy's name?
Oh, call it for the minors. G. Rodriguez, starting pitcher.
Grayson Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I don't know why I couldn't think of his name. Wow. It's pretty
bad. Bemboom, catcher. I hope that's how you just say his fucking name.
What is it?
B-E-M-B-O-O-M.
Nope. No idea.
Boom. He's a center. He's a catcher.
I think they're actually looking really good. So you think they hold distance?
I think they take the division this year.
Okay. And what do you think about the Rays? You think they're flatline? Because they do not look great. Oh, were you trying to say Vespi?
Might have been.
No, there is Gillespie.
Oh, Gillespie?
Mm-hmm. And then there's a Vespi.
Rays. I think they finished second, but I feel like they still go deeper than the Orioles.
You think they go deeper if they make it to the playoffs? Okay.
Because they had that experience. Okay. Orioles don't yet.
I think we take it a little more broad now.
Okay.
All of that in mind. Where the hell did... So all that in mind, we have how many teams in the wild card right now from the AL East? So we only have two. So Houston's technically in it. Boston is a couple games out, and then we're out behind them. So question is, do you think we see one, two, or three teams from the AL East in the wild card this year?
The only way I see that happen is if Houston just shits the bed. But for some reason, I don't find that happening. Because they just...
They got off to a slow start. They seem to be just doing just fine right now.
They recently got... yesterday, I think, or the day before, they got Altuve and Alvarez back. They were on injured.
Okay.
So they just called them back up.
Good. Alvarez is a good
So that's why I mean, yeah, I feel like...
They're just going to... I feel
like...
Roll.
I feel like if they... they have to shit the bed. Nah.
You think that Texas
Oh, wait.
Takes
let me
division?
See your division.
They're down by two games, I think. Yeah, they're down two games. So they're really not down that much.
I think Texas still holds on to the division, but it's going to be very close.
You think so?
I think it's going to come down to the wire.
Come down to the wire there. Angels in or out of the playoffs? And do they keep Ohtani? Right now, I'll tell you right now, they are behind the Yankees, three games out of the wild card, behind the Blue Jays.
Angels fall short of the playoffs, and Ohtani leaves in free agency, and he goes to the Dodgers.
No, I don't care about that. I mean, trade deadline. I think everybody knows he's not.
Nah, he's gonna stay.
Free agency.
He's not gonna. He's gonna leave free agency, but I think he's staying to finish up the season.
So he's just gonna finish this year.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I don't think they have any. We were kind of talking about it before the show, but I don't think there's any way that they get the package that you need to justify getting rid of him.
No.
You just let him finish his year and move on in free agency.
And if he does come back, he does come back. But
yeah, it's justifiable. Like, getting rid of someone like that for prospects is not justifiable. I think, like, too many teams nowadays are, like, comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Letting a guy just walk for garbage prospects. But I think that gives that guy, like, no dignity. And whatever. That's just my point of view there.
Let me see.
What else? Did you want to talk anything on AL East? Or not AL East, AL. Because I think I can barely talk on NL.
NL?
I can barely talk on it. All I know is...
The only thing I want to mention... No.
I'm surprised by Bellinger.
Oh,
I'm
wait. No, I do want to say one thing about NL.
Okay. Did you have anything on AL first? Because, I mean, we pretty much blitzed through it other than AL Central, which I don't really want to talk about.
No. I'm good.
Okay.
Could care less about them, but
I know. What do you got for me?
I want to talk about the NL Central.
Looks pretty tight. It doesn't look as tight as AL East, but it looks pretty tight.
It's just funny to me because
Pittsburgh lost everything they had.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Pittsburgh was in first, and they just basically just.
Yeah, but they actually have a decent last 10, though. They're 4-6. I think it's been so tight, and everybody else just caught up a little bit.
The Reds are surprising me.
Okay, but why are they surprising you, though?
I didn't think
they
were.
The talent that's been
The talent that's been there
hasn't
been
has been
going,
dude.
And now
the talent that's been under the water is finally there. Like, okay, I guess we'll let you guys play.
Like, yeah, okay. De La Cruz.
And I, you know what I also think? Joey Votto's last year, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Dude, yeah, it's almost always.
I think
almost always when a great player is having their last year, like, the team rallies around that guy.
But
that's what I think is going to happen. Do you think that, so that's pretty interesting. You look at him, take a guess. Do you have it up right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to be able to cheat here. Do you know what the last 10 record of Cincinnati and Milwaukee is?
It's got to be positive.
So what's the last 10 of Milwaukee? Take a guess, if you don't have it in front of you.
Last 10.
Let me see your phone.
No, I can't. I just have standings.
No, you have the last 10 in front of you.
I
you
do?
You just might not know
I didn't read it. Is.
That's fine. Take a guess.
Do I say a record? Do I say
a record. So the last 10 games they played, what is their record for both Milwaukee and Cincinnati?
I'm going to say... For some reason, I want to say 10-0.
Don't say that.
No.
Milwaukee first.
Milwaukee's first.
They're in first place.
Yeah.
By 1.5 games.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say for the Brewers, 7-3.
Okay. And then the
Reds.
The Reds.
Five, four.
Okay. Can't be 5-4.
Oh.
You could just add one to the win column.
Yeah. Six and three. No, six and four.
Ah, you got one right. Okay.
What
they're both 6-4.
Really?
Yes. And they're
wow.
So that's what I was going
at. Oh, I did see the column now.
So yes. So you had that information in front of you, which I find funny. But
I wasn't looking at that column, I was looking at like those streaks.
First
or
of all, can we just think about something that's even more wild to me?
Hmm.
You could say all the shit you want about the Yankees. What do they have? Positive run differential.
That is true. I will say that. That is true.
The NL Central has one team with a positive run differential. Daniel, do you know the team? They're not in first place. I'll tell
you that.
They're
definitely in last, isn't it?
They're definitely not in last place.
Oh, they're in the middle? Arizona?
Mm-mm. Arizona's not in that division, so.
Oh, Central Division? Okay. I thought it was just in the NL.
Nope.
St. Louis?
Nope. It's the Cubs.
I was going to say Cubs. I thought it was too easy.
They have a 48-run positive differential, which is not bad. We're talking in the realm of Boston, Toronto, Minnesota, Houston. Like, you're talking about in the realm of some good teams here. They're in third place, less than 500. And Milwaukee is leading the division in wins with a -3. Cincinnati, second in division, with a -6.
Oh, my God. Like,
there's... I can't even comprehend how that's possible. You know what that tells me? Hmm. Either the Reds are on a heater, and they're going to continue to up those stats, and they're going to quickly be positive. Or... they're not looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee, what that tells me is they probably need to look out. Because they probably need more offense, if I had to guess. That is crazy. I can't believe.
Okay. Here's who you think takes the NL Central, Milwaukee or Reds?
Who takes the Central?
Mm-hmm.
Based on everything that I've seen, I think Cincinnati.
Okay, I agree. Do you think Arizona? I'm pretty sure the rules will switch if Cincinnati goes into that. Do you think Arizona takes out the Brewers at a wild card?
Who are you talking about?
So say the Reds win.
Oh, Arizona takes the Brewers. I didn't realize so, they were going there.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the thing with
even
Arizona,
Miami. You could
so
put,
we got to talk about Arizona real quick before we might be having to cut
Arizona's been.
Arizona's another cooking. Young team. Another young team. A lot of young talent been called. Been
I like
very
Correll. Is that his name? Correll.
Corbin Carroll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
Correll.
San Francisco's doing well.
We can't fucking talk.
So
today.
San Diego's got a great run differential, not doing well in the run.
They're in
fourth.
Yeah, they're not. I don't know how, but all right.
It's fun. I'm going to say that Arizona will take Milwaukee out of the playoffs.
I agree. That's what I was going for.
That's my call, man.
That's what I was going for.
Did you have anything other than that, man?
No, that's all I got.
All right, dude. Last thing I want to show on is Joe Burrow broke his leg. Sorry. Dude.
Imagine.
Nah, I think he's all right.
Yeah, I think he's
so fine. From what we saw, my totally unprofessional opinion, he was hobbling like he had a calf.
He's hobbling like he pulled his hamstring.
He was hobbling like he had a calf cramp. So more than likely, probably like a hamstring or something like that.
Yeah. But
I think he might miss time. I don't think it's anything crazy.
I think he missed like probably a couple of camps, maybe preseason. I don't think it's gonna hold out to regular season.
Why would you even make him play if you don't need to?
Yeah, that's true. Jalen Ramsey's out 6 to 8 months with a meniscus. That's one that's
so
just
he'll
popped
be out.
Up too.
So
he'll be out till December.
He'll be out this season.
Probably. Pretty much. Anything else?
Dude,
that's all I know.
But that was a good show back. I enjoyed it.
I do have some stuff to mention real quick before we do it.
I do want to see where we're at.
Yeah, and see where we're at real quick.
How long did we just shoot it? Because I didn't make a time marker. We've been on for a while, dude. What do you got for me, Danny?
Do you want to say I've been gone, but doesn't mean I haven't been working behind the scenes, though. So recently, as you see, I don't know if you can, I'll just take this box off, but as you see, we got wireless mics Sal's been using for a while. Recently, we just invested in mine. So this is going to be 10 times easier to do because I can do this anywhere and not lag around a fucking bag. So like say I'm on vacation somewhere, we'll be getting some. Mm-hmm. And I'm also going to be doing mic'd up stuff. That's going to be in the works because as you know, I'm doing a sport podcast, but I do sports on the side. Like I play basketball pickup games. Me and A-Rod are joining a softball league, hopefully in September.
Good, dude.
So we will be mic'd up for half the game, most of the game probably. I'm just looking to find someone to film them, which shouldn't be that hard. But other than that, there's going to be a lot more coming to Danny Sport Talk other than just podcasts.
Love it, dude. I'm excited.
So I hope you all excited for it because I am now. Because you're going to get to see the real version of me and A-Rod playing basketball together and softball, and you're going to have a fucking wonderful time.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm pumped up.
I am too.
All right, man. Well, it's been fun.
Be a good episode to be back on. Hopefully next time, A-Rod will be here. Definitely.
Yeah, get that ball back.
Get him back over here. Talk some football with, I'll bring Steven back on, talk some football and everything. And I'm going to say one thing. We might have a minor league player come on to do a show.
There you go. I'm excited.
So, not saying positive yet, but I'm hoping A-Rod's going to talk to him and he's going to agree to it.
Let's go see it. My man.
Ayo.
Be good.
Peace out.
Adios.